Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Okay, today's topic is called the Saturn Return, which is a topic that I have done quite a few times on the Astrology Hour, but in the hopes that people turning 28, 29, and 30 years old may need to hear this topic, frankly, we will present it to you, okay? And I remember my Saturn return. If you remember what happened to you when you turned 28, 29, and 30, you might remember yours, too. And although it's not a lot of fun for many of us because Saturn return is so karmic. Oh, it is so incredibly karmic that usually whatever you've done wrong in your life will somehow either turn around or become corrected, or whatever you've done right in your life will be rewarded. Now, Saturn does take about 29 years to complete a journey around the sun through all 12 signs of the zodiac. So as we approach the age of 30, and again as we near 60, and then if you survive as we near 90, okay, can you imagine having your third Saturn return? Those people that are 88 and 89 are going, well, I'm going to go play tennis. I'm not going to worry about this. If you can get out in the tennis court, that is. But that planet returns to its precise position at the time of your birth. So just like when you have a solar return around your birthday, and your soul and your identity is renewed, your karma is checked and tested and also reaffirmed. It's kind of like slipping into the Akashic records for a two-year period, finding out whether you did any of your homework for the last 28 years, and then coming out of the Akashic records to reaffirm what the next 28 or 29 year Saturn cycle could be. You know, even though I was into astrology, there was no way I could prepare for my Saturn return. I knew it was my friends, I knew it was family, I knew it was goals, and I also knew it was karma along those lines. I didn't know that I was going to have a crisis with my family and my career, and I wasn't aware my very best friend in the world was going to die. I knew it was going to be tough, but I didn't think it was going to be ridiculous. So even though the Saturn return was incredibly intense to deal with, and man, such pain for me, no one could have ever prepared me for it, even though I wasn't an astrologically inclined person and ready for it. It still took me 5 years to get over what happened. So I really didn't overcome the Saturn cycle until I was about 34. You know, sometimes people call up and they go, well, you're 30 now, your Saturn return's over, ha ha ha. You know, for some of you maybe, but for some of us that are real sensitive, the Saturn return from 28, 29, and 30 years old can be rather disruptive, especially for those of you that start these magnificent careers at like 26, 27 years old, or especially for those of you that begin marriages. Look, can you believe, imagine getting married into a Saturn return at like 56 or like 27 or 28? They call me, Farley, I'm 28, I'm getting married next week. I go, isn't that special? Your karma is going to be your marriage. I love it. But anyway, people do that, and it's destiny, and there's nothing you can do to change it or avoid it, because what life is all about is confronting and facing up to your destiny. So, you know, when that planet returns to the precise position at the time of your birth, like my Saturn is 25 Leo, if you don't know where your Saturn is, then you need to look on your natal chart and find the SA abbreviation somewhere. Mine says SA25LE, which is Saturn 25 degrees LE Leo, and then 16 minutes. So every time Saturn gets anywhere near 25 degrees, 16 minutes Leo, I'm going to run and hide for sure. When I approach 60, I'll probably be out in the woods somewhere resting. I'm not going to be around family, goals, friends, or any of that stuff. Forget it. But anyway, the Saturn return is a weird puppy because it has a 30 degree approach orb, which means 30 degrees approaching your Saturn. That's why it's so long. That's why it starts at 27 or 28. That's right. So at 25 Cancer, I started to feel my Saturn return. It's good to know that it's supposed to end 2 degrees passing, only two. But 30 degrees approach. Do you know why it's so difficult? Because it's karma. Because this is the reason why you have been born. This is the biggest test of your life. This is the biggest lesson of your life. And when you are 27 and a half, getting ready to go down that road of 30 degrees approach to your Saturn, then believe me, little things start happening that remind you that something almost catastrophic is about to happen to totally transform and rebirth your life, your values, your judgment, and everything. And you know what's so funny? When I was in the 60s, of course, when I was in college and at University of Missouri, the Missouri Tigers, hooray, hurrah, Mizzou, Mizzou, you know, I was actually sort of a hippie, and in the, you know, some of my friends were in the SDS, you know, pretty much, I'd say left-wingers, revolutionaries, whatever, and we were like 18, 19, 20, and we thought people over 30 were so stupid. I don't know if you remember the generation gap, but we used to look at those old fuddy-duddies, those weird conservatives, people running the country and running the businesses and everything, and thought, oh, God, over 30, how gross, you know, like, gag me with a spoon, right? But the thing is that I'm there. You know, I'm like 10 years past that now, and when I look back in retrospect, I say to myself, no wonder the kids hate us, you know, because they haven't been through the Saturn cycle. There is a definite difference. There is a definite rebirth. It's almost like being a walk-in between pre-30 and post-30, okay? And if you haven't reached 30 yet, then fasten your seatbelt and hang on to your hats, because life will be very much different after that point, after Saturn. See, it's funny. If you're an astrologer and you watch Saturn go through the signs, like now Saturn's in Capricorn. So some of these babies out there with Saturn in Aquarius and Pisces and Aries are going, oh, I don't have my Saturn for a long time, you know, but you'd be surprised how time passes real quick, and then before you know it, boom, Saturn's in Aquarius, and then boom, it's in Pisces, and bam, it's in Aries, and before you know it, you're forced to grow up or suffer is what it is. And Saturn is an interesting symbol. It's the cross of God with a whip on the bottom of, which is that whip of karma, you know. So you're asked to be spiritual, as far as having a spiritual priority, or you're subject to being whipped by the martyrdom and the pain and suffering of the Capricorn force. So, you know, once again to repeat that when you are born, you have planets established in your chart, all kinds of planets. You have fixed planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. For today's topic, we are concerned with the Saturn location, which returns every 29 years, 29 and a half to 30 years, and that is called the Saturn return, when we definitely go through a major adjustment, major rebirth, which takes a 2.5-year cycle. Now, also, people with no knowledge of astrology often agree that we tend to reassess our lives as we approach 30 and then also 40 when we have what's called the midlife crisis transit, which is another topic altogether. But we do make changes, make important decisions, and take on new responsibilities. And astrologers relate this to the all-important Saturn return. Many people make some serious commitment as they approach their 30th birthday. Some can end marriages. Some can end drunkenness or alcoholism. Others can make a commitment to marriage after a relationship which has lasted for many, many years. In other words, a lot of people will get married at 29 or 30 as a test for themselves. And many people, especially men, would start a family at this time. Others might buy their first home in the work environment. Many might assess their careers and question their progress. And if they want to make important changes, it's a good time at which to do so. For in most cases, they will not be too old to retrain, or they feel that some additional qualification might help them. This is an excellent time at which to take a lower salary for a while and study, which is what a lot of people do. Now, the influence is by no means easy. Even though we do feel in astrology everything is good, the Saturn cycle is a test. We often experience a difficult time during our first Saturn return, but decisions taken and changes made usually work out well in the long run and have a powerful bearing on the future. In fact, how you deal with your Saturn return, in other words, how you handle it, will dictate your next 28 years. Okay, so if something good happens to you in the Saturn return, if you don't end up in a mental institution or in prison or in the poorhouse or whatever, if you don't end up with hate and anger and avarice and greed and selfishness, then there's hope for you. I mean, like, let's face it, Farley going through a Saturn return, I had my astrology, my metaphysics, my meditation, my spiritual awareness to fall back on when I did have my crisis with my family and my friends and my goals. Because, you know, a part of this topic is I'm going to tell you what your karma is, right? But on the other hand, if you don't take care of your karma, then the next 28 years or the 5 or 10 years following could be a problem. See, I was, my self-esteem was not checked. My self-esteem was still in trouble at 28 and 29. And I really didn't understand death. In fact, I feared it. So when Michael died, because I was still in a self-destructive behavioral state, the mourning period lasted about 4.5 years longer than it should have. And that's really what the problem is with a lot of people. We don't know how to break up. We don't know how to let go. We don't know how to say goodbye. And if your self-esteem isn't checked and your spirit isn't checked, then that emotional process that follows tragedy or catastrophe in your life from either divorce, breaking up, or loss of a friend or a lover or a spouse through death or disease or whatever, it will just put your life on hold and postpone a lot of your progress. So it's very, very important that you become aware that, you know, how you handle your Saturn return is very, very important, okay? And frankly, a lot of astrologers used to think Saturn was a planet of doom, but now it is more seen as an encouraging us to move forward, achieve our ambitions, aspire to greater ones, and leave the garbage behind. Now, as we approach 60, we experience our second Saturn return, and it's a time that we begin to assess the next 30 years of our lives. So your life doesn't end at 60 like some people think. And also, we start to think perhaps of retirement from full-time work. We consider developing those interests we've neglected because of our work and children. And changes are again in prospect. The second Saturn return is less formidable than the first, thank God, right? Because we're mature then, right? Oh, right. We're real mature. But by this time, we're more experienced and more capable of taking things in our stride. However, difficulties may once more be experienced. Some people become very bored and relentless as far as not being able to rest like they should as they get older, and others mistakenly think their lives are almost over. You know what I like to do when the Saturn cycle hits? What it's really telling you to do is to protect your body. It's time to detox. You know, it is time to work on getting rid of the sugar and the drugs and the salt and the dairy and the meat and the fruit and the cigarettes. It's like you are given an awesome opportunity to renewal. And as long as you can overcome the illusion of age, the Saturn cycle is a time for you to kick back and be reborn. You know, so that's why a lot of people in their 60s, you know, unfortunately they can have the heart attacks and the bypasses, or they can, you know, have the crisis with health and such, or they can detox and clear their arteries, go Pritikin, you know, start a jogging program, cut down on the stress in their lives, and then have it to be more of a peaceful passing, you know. But so frankly, you know, obviously if you know about astrology, you have the opportunity to prepare yourself for this cycle, knowing that it can be stressful and offer dramatic change and rebirth. It's important that you take steps to prevent physical pain, because I always believe, and this is my philosophy, through spiritual and physical maintenance, in other words, by protecting your spirit and your body, you can avoid the physical pain, you know, that you could go through if you don't stop to smell the roses. Okay? So for those of you with Saturn and Capricorn right now that are turning 30 and 60, you know, isn't it funny that these kids are turning 30? They're not aware there's a generation of people that are turning 59 and 60 right now that also have Saturn and Capricorn. You're being asked to slow down, you know, and reflect, and stop being so impatient, and learn to be more, I guess, gentle with yourself and the world. So very, very important to do that. And, you know, the mistake that people make at 60, of course, is that their lives are over, so they encourage their clients or friends as they approach their second Saturn return. What I'm saying is I would encourage your friends as they approach 60 to develop new interests, or at least extend existing ones, reassuring them that the decisions they make now could work out well, because Saturn will encourage them to face up to reality and support them in practical constructive action that could extend their lives much farther. You know, what I feel is when I get to 60, I'll probably go through a major detox and clear my body, looking forward to 90. You know, if I should make it to 90, once again, I will do a major detox. I'll go, say, lady, I want a detox here at 90, you know, and get ready for 120, you know. So, you know, I really think that being aware of your Saturn cycle and taking care of your body and protecting yourself are a wonderful way of literally extending your life, reducing the pain, and overall being a lot happier. Now, major part of this topic is to let you know what your karma is. So I'm going to go through the 12 Saturns, the 12 possible Saturns in the signs, and I will also align them to the possible 12 houses that Saturn might be in, so you'll get all the options, all the possibilities here. So if I either announce the sign your Saturn's in or the house your Saturn's in, listen to what I say, and that should reveal to you the karma of what your Saturn would be. Okay, Saturn in Aries. Saturn in Aries or Saturn in the first house. Okay, the karma here has to do with the self, okay? Anything to do with the self, meaning self-esteem, appearance. You know, a lot of people with Saturn in Aries are overly appearance conscious. Could be a personality karma, a character karma, an identity karma. Might have something to do with the childhood or some energy that's left over, some unprocessed stuff from the childhood. Also, because Aries is a happy sign, because Aries is an energy, warm, loving sign, the karma here is also connected with just being happy. So Saturn in the first or in Aries, the karma here has to do with loving yourself. Now, oftentimes we connect the word love with what the karma is, because the karma oftentimes with Saturn is because either you don't love something or you don't like something. And Saturn in Aries would be you, the self, okay? Saturn in Taurus, okay, or Saturn in the second house, the love here would be connected more with overall values. In fact, do you have any love inside of you, period? You know, when people have Saturn in Taurus or in the second house, these people could have issues or conflicts or karmas concerning love. Love of self, love of family, love of friends. They could be sort of agnostic to the world. You might have Saturn in Taurus and go, well, I'm not like that. Well, you're 35, you're 40, you're 50, you're 60. You've already gone through your Saturn return. If you think about what you were before you were 30, well, maybe you didn't understand love like you thought you did, or money. Maybe you were obsessed or greedy about it, see? So Saturn in the second or Saturn in Taurus would be a karma concerning obsessions or power concerning love or money, okay? Gemini, Saturn in Gemini are in the third house. The love here is concerning what we would call a mental balance, communication, psychology, could be brothers and sisters, and also basic nervous system energies or teaching, okay? So a lot of people with Saturn in Gemini will become teachers, but they won't be teaching what they really believe is right, or they will be teaching things to others that are wrong, okay? So Saturn in Gemini oftentimes is an imbalance mentally. It doesn't mean you're mentally ill, but it does mean that there's a mental karma involved here that has to do with speaking and listening and hearing and communicating. So the big problem that a lot of people have with Saturn in Gemini is they're either not heard right, or they're either... they don't hear things the way they should, or there's not enough communication. Like if I married a woman with Saturn in Gemini, I go, oh no, here we come, another session needing communication. Thanks a lot, God, you know. So my sister has Saturn in Gemini, and gosh, we've had a few sessions too, I'll tell you. God bless you, Mel. She turned into a therapist. God bless her. Okay, Saturn in the fourth house, or Saturn in Cancer, and Saturn in any water sign, meaning Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio, will be a karma with the feelings, with the emotions, and with a wall that could hide the emotions, okay? Because you remember, the key for the symbology behind Saturn is that it contracts. It's like tightening up your belt five times more than it should be. It's like being wrapped around by a... steel blanket that kind of bottles you in, right? So if somebody has Jupiter in Pisces, they're going to be voluptuous and sexy and passionate. But if they have Saturn in Pisces, they're going to say, where's the voluptuousness? Where's the sexiness? Where's the passion? I don't know. You know, so oftentimes people with Saturn in the water sign will have to dig deep for feelings, and oftentimes their nerve endings might not be as close to the surface as the rest of us, so a lot of people with Saturn in water will need a lot more maintenance and attention sexually, you know, as far as satisfaction and fulfillment. So you might touch some of us just barely and we'll have an orgasm, and people with Saturn in water may need weeks, you know, of attention in that area, except for the men, of course. You know, they, of course, there's a whole new thing there, a whole different realm there with Saturn in water. But usually, Saturn in the fourth house in Cancer will be a karma that's connected emotionally, oftentimes with a root with the mother, oftentimes connected to the home, with the residents, and to past lives, because the fourth house is past lives. So karma of things coming up. And actually, you can get your button pushed from a past life and go, why am I acting like this? I have no idea. So it's definitely an emotional reaction with Saturn in Cancer or in the fourth house. Saturn in Leo or in the fifth. I have Saturn in Leo in the 11th, but if you have Saturn in Leo or in the fifth house, then your karma here, a lot of it will have to do with the father, because Leo is your daddy. So all you folks born in 46, 47, and 48, and I know a lot of them, like me, have Saturn in Leo, and wow, have we had some fun with our pops. I love my dad. I mean, my dad and I get along great now, and I've gone through some anger with him. He's gone through some anger with me, and now whenever we talk, he calls me up, and he goes, Farley, you know what? I forgive you. And I go, Bob, I forgive you. And he goes, oh, no, I forgive you. And I know, I forgive you. So it really helps to get into a tennis match of forgiveness when you do have Saturn in Leo. But Leo does rule the family. It rules creativity, love of family, love of creativity, love of father, and karma connected to all of the above. Also, because Leo is a power sign, it rules leadership, authority, management, business, bossiness. You have a karma with all that stuff, authority, you know, like the government and all that stuff. And, you know, because the fifth house is children, too, Saturn in Leo could be karma with children or no children. You know, a lot of people that are into these abortion issues have Saturn-Pluto conjunct in Leo, you know, and so they're like, yeah, we're really intense about this. Whatever way we go, we're intense about either pro-life or pro-choice, because Leo is the karma there. Children, you know, life and death and children, you know. Frankly, no comment. I'm not going to tell you where I am on that issue, but metaphysically, no. I frankly believe I don't have any children, and I've never gotten anyone pregnant. But if God said that somebody I should know should get pregnant, there's no way anyone's going to prevent that cycle from going 9 months. No way. I'll stand there armed and protect that baby. But anyway, just my opinion. Okay. See, some people get pregnant all the time. They take it for granted. But I never got pregnant. You know, so I thought to myself, if this ever happened, this would be a miracle. So anyway, Saturn in Leo or Saturn in the fifth is that karma. Now, Saturn in Virgo or Saturn in the sixth could be a karma concerning your work situation, your judgment, your analytical ability, or your health, okay, or health services, okay. Saturn in Libra or in the seventh house would be a karma in relationships and partnerships, and it never fails. People with Saturn and Libra are always ready to be your partner. That's where they get burned really bad, but they keep calling me up and say, Farley, what about this partnership? And I go, well, you have Saturn and Libra, and you might go through a little problem there. But anyway, people will do that. And Saturn and Libra always want to get married, and they always get divorced oftentimes, but they still want to get married. It's funny how the last Saturn and Libra was square Uranus in Cancer, which really made for a fine brew, especially for those that wanted to get married and try to stay stable. Libra is a sign of balance, so the karma is connected with balance or lack of it. And also the seventh house is the house of love, so Saturn in the seventh or in Libra would be a karma concerning all issues of love for people. Saturn in Scorpio are in the eighth house, another water sign, so, you know, the emotions again are contracted, restricted. Can you imagine having a Scorpio moon with a Pisces sun and Venus and Mars in Cancer, being super sensitive, and have Saturn in Scorpio or in the eighth house, takes it all away. You know, when you look at that person's chart and say, you should be a nymphomaniac, or wow, but you have Saturn in Scorpio, well, I'm a prude, no kidding, you know. It's easy for these people oftentimes to go celibate, or to abstain, or to say no to their lovers for whatever reason. because they have Saturn in the eighth house or Scorpio. But it doesn't mean they don't have the fantasy to be involved. They just might be disinterested. That might not be a big priority in their lives. Saturn in the eighth house in Scorpio is a karma with transition, rebirth, growing, letting go, and also learning how to become something new by letting go and processing your past. It's also a sexual karma and a karma with life and death. Doesn't mean you're going to die if you have Saturn in Scorpio. It just means you might have a problem dealing with others dying. Okay. Saturn in the ninth house or in Sagittarius is a karma concerning happiness. Sag is a happy sign, so Saturn in that sign contracts the happiness factor. That's why these people tend to get very moody and depressed, and sometimes being a slave or being anchored or held or restricted from travel is the karma here. It's also a philosophical karma, could be a karma with foreigners if you have Saturn in the ninth or in Sag. Then the kids going through Saturn returns right now with Saturn in Capricorn or Saturn in the 10th, you got it. They're always calling up Farley career. So I'm about ready to, get nauseous here with these questions, but Saturn does rule Capricorn, and when you do have Saturn in Capricorn, you have what we call an injection of karma inside of you. You have a little bit more than normal, so you might be more made to suffer more concerning your ambitions and success factors with Saturn in the 10th. Or in Capricorn. Saturn in the 11th or in Aquarius is also a Saturn that can restrict your happiness and make you depressed, because Aquarius is a happy sign. It is a problem or a karma with goals, with your friends. It could be a problem with humanity, with society, with governments, institutions, Aquariuses and all that stuff. Okay, and yeah, people say, Farley, if I have Saturn in Aquarius, does that mean I have problems with Aquarian people? You're darn right it does. When you have Saturn in a certain sign, the karma is whatever, if they have planets in that sign, they're your lesson, for sure. And Saturn in Pisces, finally, or Saturn in the 12th house, will be a karma with usually your spirit. Okay, this is a battle with yourself to either love or hate yourself, to either evolve and ascend into high realms of consciousness and awareness, or to be reduced in the pit of despair and self-destruction. And oftentimes Saturn in Pisces or the 12th could be a karma with people that definitely have identified themselves as your enemy and that who would also want to hurt you. Okay? And it's also a lesson in emotions, too. How's that for an efficient topic on Saturn, huh? Are you going to type that one, Bonnie?
Oh, I sure am.
Okay, Bonnie, Bonnie O'Brien's in the studio. You came to get your notebooks today, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 7 notebooks of Astrology Hour topics.
I've found a 3-inch circle, and I've got all of 1987 is in one book. It looks like the Bible.
Gosh, Bonnie O'Brien is the lady who has been typing all the topics for the Astrologer. We don't know what we're going to do with them yet, but at least we have a couple of hundred of them all typed out. So maybe the Astrology Hour, the book, or the movie will come out one day. But thanks for coming down today, Bonnie.
You're welcome.